compromise agreement. Kent Tesey spent 27 years in extension and another 20 years as an ag lender in southern Minnesota. At the end of the year, Tesey will retire from the day-to-day work at the bank, but will remain involved in agriculture.
I do plan to continue to write my weekly Focus on Ag column, which is received by a lot of different media folks, but also a lot of individuals get it weekly via email. And I'm going to continue to do some other writing and speaking and do some consultant work on ag issues and topics. And also going to continue to coordinate the forums at FarmFest, at least for the near future, and keep my involvement with the 4-H shows at the Minnesota State Fair and some of the other youth livestock activities in Minnesota.
During his career, Tesey has seen everything from the farm crisis of the 1980s to the boom days from 2009 to 2013. In his view, farmers today are astute business people.
I think farmers today pay a lot more attention to cash flow, to being able to service debt, to keeping their working capital strong. That was something I think going into the 1980s that not too many people paid much attention to. So I think there is a whole different era out there today. And I think as a whole, farm businesses are in a stronger position today than they were going into the 1980s.
And with higher interest rates, Tesey cautions farmers not to overextend themselves in the future. Checking market.